The calls for Robert Fisher to step down from the House are piling up. Governor Sununu called Fisher's comments horrendous and repulsive and said his resignation is certainly in order. New Hampshire Republican Chairman Jeanie Forrester also wants Fisher gone. But according to a statement Fisher issued Tuesday, he isn't disappearing and will, quote, continue to stand strong for men's rights and the rights for all. In the meantime, life at the State House does go on. School children get their tours.
General John Stark is the one who wrote the words, live free or die.
And legislative leaders sit in their offices on the third floor. 2-1, they'll tell you they're aghast by Fisher's comments.
I'm disgusted by what I read.
That's House Speaker Sean Jasper. And here's House Democratic Leader Steve Shurtleff.
You read the comments and they're just so deplorable, especially in this day and age.
The top Republican and Democrat in the House also agree that as bad as Fisher's comments are, as words and not deeds, they don't technically run afoul of House standards. Speaker Jasper says that doesn't mean the House couldn't act to remove Fisher, but does make it improbable.
Well, the legislature has the ability to determine the qualifications for anyone. They can obviously, if the legislature wanted to, they could remove him. But that, I don't see that that would be something that the legislature would do in a case like this. Usually that is, in the few times it's been done in the history of the legislature, it's been for criminal acts.
The last time a state rep was expelled was 1913. That was for taking bribes. Plenty of reps have faced possible removal in the years since, and many have stepped down on their own accord. Terry Pfaff is a former lawmaker and current House Chief of Staff.
Generally, what's happened in modern history is the representatives have recognized and even up to Tasker. Tasker mm-hmm. even resigned. I mean, they recognize it. And Tom Alsier resigned. So we have folks that finally, when it gets to the golden hour, they resign.
Kyle Tasker, who resigned last year, faced felony charges. Tom Alsier, who was pressured to quit after internet posting surfaced in which he repeatedly espoused killing police officers, resigned in 2001. A lot has changed since then. The rise of electronic media can make local controversies, even those involving backbench state reps, global news. And while the statements had earned Robert Fisher all this attention are by any measure offensive, the leverage House leaders have, which amounts to social pressure, is pretty minimal. House Speaker Jasper says he and Fisher don't have a relationship.
I have not. I don't believe I've ever spoken to him, period.
Which means if lawmakers choose not to act and Fisher holds his ground, it will be up to the citizens of his district to make change at the citizens' legislature. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.